The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. The Diocese of Little Rock is awash with priestly vocations. And we are the envy of many much larger dioceses and archdioceses. And perhaps the most intriguing and inexplicable feature of this phenomenon of a bursting vocations is delayed or older vocations. That is, men who have already had a career and promising futures, but abandoned that for a life of solitude, service, and spirituality. Why would a man who basically has the world as his oyster give it up in exchange for a life that looks like so little? Well, the person we should ask to explain the inexplicable is Father Daniel Velasco. Do you remember him? He was the associate priest here at IC two associates ago, before Father Savio and before Father Bala. Father Daniel arrived in the height of the COVID pandemic in August of 2020 and stayed for 3 years until June of 23. As soon as Father Daniel arrived, I could tell immediately how capable and seasoned he was. And I advised him, "Don't unpack your suitcase. You're not going to be here very long." But since his tenure was so long, I could only surmise that the bishop sent him here so Father Daniel could teach me something rather than the other way around. Let me sketch a brief bio of this delayed vocation. Father Daniel grew up in Puebla, Mexico, and was a very gifted athlete, and he still is. He was an exceptional tennis player in high school and earned a scholarship from Harding University to play tennis for the Church of Christ school. Father Daniel earned a bachelor's degree in finance and stayed at Harding to complete his master's in business administration. He landed a job with a mid-sized company with branches in Mexico. Besides being business savvy, Father Daniel is bilingual, which made him a very valuable asset. But wait, that's not all. Father Daniel is also a highly talented musician who sings, and he plays the guitar and the piano and the organ. He was involved at St. James Catholic Church in Searcy, often subbing for the organist when he was out of town. And Father Daniel had a German shepherd named Lola, his faithful friend and companion. Now, by all earthly standards of success and happiness, Father Daniel was living the life of Riley. And he still honed his tennis talents as a 5.0 player, the highest level possible before turning pro. The man could have made a ton of money in 100 different ways. And yet, he heard a still small voice in his heart that said, "Come after me, and I will make you a fisher of men." And obeying that irresistible voice, like Simon and Andrew and James and John in the gospel, Father Daniel abandoned his nets, his lucrative living in business, and his dog Lola to follow Jesus instead. And Father Daniel's ship embarked on a very different sea of solitude and service and spirituality. What a great mystery. Indeed, what a great miracle every priestly vocation is. Why would a man who has virtually everything give it up for what looks like practically nothing? Well, I can think of at least two reasons. First, because a divine voice calls you. That is, God breaks his characteristic silence and invades our peace. We suddenly sense deeply that I am not alone, even when I am by myself, and that other person is no longer my silent partner. But he is now asking me something, and he is asking something very specific and very sacrificial. God invaded Father Daniel's utopian life with Lola, and he could not ignore the call. The second reason a man might make such a foolish exchange of everything for nothing is that ultimately the human spirit hungers for more than what is on this world's menu. That is why no matter how many pleasures and prizes we pile up in this world, we are never truly satisfied. We are still hungry. Something more, or rather, someone more, is always missing. Hence, St. Augustine said famously so long ago, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." My friends, what we see writ large in the priestly vocation of Father Daniel Velasco is what transpires on a smaller but no less significant scale in every Christian life. If I were a betting man, I would wager all my money, which isn't very much, by the way, on the hypothesis that you are here at this 7 a.m. Mass for the same two reasons. One, you have heard that voice, and you know you are never really alone, even when you are by yourself. He calls you to something specific and to something sacrificial. And two, what Mass offers you is far greater than another hour of sleep and settling for a donut and a coffee on your way to work. Here in the Eucharist is the only thing, nay, the only one, who truly satisfies. Praised be Jesus Christ.